I have a question, and the question to start out with is, what is all this fucking ride or die bullshit? Why do I keep hearing this all the fucking time? Has Fast and Furious really incorporated itself into our lives this much to where people are like, oh, I need a ride or die girl? Because I hear it on Facebook, I hear it in music, I hear it in other movies, and I don't fucking understand. Why does it have to be this fucking serious? Why does it have to be ride or die? Why can't it just be ride? Why does death have to be involved? Is it that important to you? You're going to walk up to a girl and be like, hey, bitch, I need you to ride or die. And she's going to be like, ooh, I'm going to give you my panties. It's not going to work like that. No girl that's getting with a dude wants to be like, I got to ride or die. They're going to have questions, just like I've got right now, like questions. It doesn't make any fucking sense. So please, let's stop with the ride or die bullshit. Just ride. Just get in the car or get on the bike and ride. That's all you gotta do. It doesn't have to be that serious. And another thing, people, you're not gonna like this, but I'm gonna go ahead and tell you. I'm getting awfully tired of people telling me how cute and smart their babies are. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you, buckle up, you're not gonna like this, but babies are like every other individual on the planet, or all the people on the planet. You got a bunch of winners and a lot of losers, alright? Not all babies are cute, not all babies are smart. I'm getting awfully tired of people telling me how cute their baby is, and then show me a baby that hasn't grown teeth yet, is still bald, still wearing diapers, and can't speak a full fucking sentence. Just the other day, I had a guy telling me, my baby's smart. And I said, what does it do? And he had a question, what does that mean? I said, well, what does your baby do that makes it smart? Well, it grabs baby wipes and throws them across the floor. And I was like, I'm not really sure that's a sign of intelligence, all right? Like, grown-ass men do that at the fucking bar after, you know, fucking a dirty bitch that gave them, like, you know, herpes. So, I don't think that makes your baby intelligent. I'm going to tell you, if you're going to tell me that your baby is smart, I want to come over to your house and you'd be like, hey man, check this shit out. You pull me into the other room, I see your baby sitting with another baby, smoking a cigar, drinking a glass of brandy, playing chess, talking about foreign stock exchange. That's a smart fucking baby, alright? It don't even have to be a good looking baby, that baby's going places, alright? Because most babies, they all look about the same, you know, they got different colored eyes, some of them have a little more hair than the other, some of them have a little less, most of them drool, most of them shit themselves, and some of them throw baby wipes across the fucking floor. So, with that said, please stop telling me how smart your baby is when the height of its vocabulary is shit like gaga goo goo, okay? And don't ask me if I want a picture of the fucking ultrasound, okay? Because my answer is going to be no. And the reason it's going to be no is because at this point, I feel like you want me to lie to you. You want me to be like, oh, it's cute. When in the back of my mind, I'm like, god damn, that looks just like we're at that thing out of Aliens versus Predator, right? You know, when it's in the fucking cocoon, it's like clawing its way out. It's like, and it's fucking like rupturing a bubble and shit. It's all weird. I don't want to fucking see that. Nobody wants to see that, except for the mother for some reason, because, you know, she's going to give birth to it and eventually going to have to tell people it's cute. And don't name it something fucking stupid, alright? Name it something normal, like Bill, Ted, Bob, Pete, Janice, Jennifer. You know, don't come up with something original like Magnus, because no baby needs to be named that. No baby needs to explain a stupid fucking name for the rest of its life and not be intelligent enough to change it. Don't name it after a car, don't name it after a motorcycle. Just flat out never name it after anything you want to ride or get inside of, okay? And don't name it something you can't even fucking spell. And do not name it something that's already been created and spelled differently just to be original. You're not fucking original, you're an idiot, okay? Little parenting tip there for you, alright? Just want to let you guys know that. I hope you have taken something from this lesson. Not that I know it's a lesson, but, you know, this is me bitching about things that I don't like anymore. Like, you know, people and their dumb shit. Thank you. Have a good night.